Let's head back to May 16, 1980 for the official opening ceremony of the new Kinsmen Retirement Center in Sahwa Sen. Premier Bill Bennett had just announced $850,000 in additional government funding for the project, which officially opened its first two phases, a $2.3 million intermediate care center and a $683,000 recreation facility. A 110-unit apartment complex for local seniors was to open that fall. Project Chairman Bill Mosier, he had been receiving at least 6 calls a day from local seniors asking when they could move into the apartment complex. Proud of seeing 6 years of work come to fruition, Mosier added, "It's been great. It's become a total community project." Before opening the center, Bennett told the large crowd, "The response of the government wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the support of the entire community." MP Tom Siddon said that when the sod of earth was first turned over on the site the year prior, he never envisioned how splendid a facility would be built. The Kinsmen should be congratulated their vision, effort and dedication in making this project in reality, he said. Plans for the center, located at the northwest corner of Windskill Park, began 6 years earlier when the Kinsmen Club of Ladner Sahwa Sen agreed to take on the three-phase project. The province initially agreed to pay the $2.5 million cost of the care center and one-third the cost of the recreation center. The remaining cost was to be paid by the city and the Kinsmen. Fast forward to August 2023 and an official groundbreaking took place for a new 152-unit seniors affordable rental housing complex at Kin Village. The project that will have with a mix of rents geared to income where residents pay 30% of their income for rent, market rates and deep subsidy rates for people receiving income assistance. Current residents of North Court at Kin Village will have the option to relocate to the new development. The existing North Court building will be eventually demolished.